breaking the ties is important, and allowing that need to allow them in the first place to be shifted into the desire of self-care. And that's where we're headed, and that's what we're doing. So breaking ties and healing our connection with them. So as we just continue to take some nice deep breaths and relax, and with each breath, we can allow ourselves to become more and more relaxed and go deeper and deeper. And as we count down from 5 to 1, we feel the tensions and the anxiety and the worries of the day and the stress and the heaviness all just kind of float out of our body, our hands and our feet opening, and everything that's heavy and unlike love just flows out of us, draining from our head, our neck, our shoulder, our arms, our torso, our legs, our hips, our thighs, our knees, our calves, our feet. Breathing in gently, breathing out through our mouth as the rhythm has it carried throughout the meditation. Filling ourselves with a calm, relaxed, supported space, time, and being. 4. Relaxing more and more into our space. 3. Offering up our ego to our higher self to hold. 4. Opening to our highest good with harm to none. Dignity, grace, and ease. 2. And at 1, we find ourselves in our safe place. Our safe place in nature. And as we breathe in the familiar smells and listen to the familiar sounds, we open our unfamiliar senses to the movement, to the light, to our connection with nature, to all that is. And we feel nearly pulled to head out on our adventure, on our mission. And so we begin standing tall, confident, sensing the safety all around us and within us. We begin our walk to the boundaries of safeties and then to beyond, moving beyond those boundaries, following the path that leads us down to the ocean side. We follow the path as it winds and turns and maybe goes through dunes or other. And as it leads us down into the sandy beaches of the ocean, at our favorite time of day. And as we stand at ocean edge, feeling the water and the waves come in to come up around our ankles as we sink deeper into the sand as it washes away, going back into the ocean as the waves and the currents carry it, the water to and from the shore. We sit and allow the waves to come up to us, back and forth, lulling us into a trance, opening us up to the more of what we are creating and allowing. And as we sit, pondering, sensing, familiar and unfamiliar senses, day turns to night, and the stars begin to dot the heavens and the skies. As the moon rises, the waves continue their current. You stand now, feeling near pulled into the ocean by these connections to people, loved ones, obligations, duties, and you sense the ties connected deep into your body, deep into your body. There are several. And you begin to grab at some of the smaller ones first and yank them out. And as you yank them out, they get pulled back into the ocean to where they came from. And you notice the gaping hole that is left. You call upon your higher self, upon Goddess, God, and you ask their help to heal the wounds and the holes, to cauterize all that is exposed and vulnerable. And as they do that and heal that wound, you go to the next connection, the next tie. It's a little bigger, and you have to pull more might into it, and you pull, and you have to tug, and tug, and tug, and tug, and tug, and tug, until it pulls out. And as it's drawn back into the ocean from whence it came, another hole is created. And the goddess with her golden salve is there to fill the wound and allow the salve to heal and mend the brokenness, to draw any residue, healing, healing. And you go to the next cord, and with a deep breath, you breathe in, determined, seven or above, and you blow with all your might. Yanking it out, sending it back. Nearly a hole straight through you. The golden salve enters you, cauterizing the wound, drawing the residue, filling the hole with grace and dignity, forgiveness and peace, compassion, love. There are three more, a smaller one, a medium one, and an enormous one. You go to the smaller one, and you yank. And the salve is applied, filling, healing, cauterizing. Into the next larger one. You muster your strength. You ground and center yourself. You set it with determination. No longer. You must leave now. I release you. I release you and you yank. At a seven and beyond, you pull and you yank and you yank. Until it releases. The last spindly tentacle coming out of your body, back to the ocean, back to whence it came. Clearing and cleansing, water and salve, guides and angels, goddess, higher self, soul, God. Allow the healing. Allow the newness. First the void, then the healing, and then the love to encompass you, to fill you, supporting you in your journey of becoming more loving. First to yourself, and then to others. And there's one enormous one right over your heart. It's so big you can't barely get your arm fingers around it. There's gaps between your hands. You're not sure if you can pull it out, but you know you have to, you need to, you want to. You ask for help. You ask for help, for the strength, for the courage, for the determination and the will. You ask for help, for the dignity, the grace. You breathe in this help. You allow this help. And you begin to pull. And it feels like it's taking your whole chest with it. And you pull. And you pull. And you pull. Until every tentacle is gone. Every piece, every aspect, every molecule goes back to whence it came. Gaping and raw, wide open. You breathe in the emptiness and the void. You breathe in the gratitude for all the help you received with that. Heart had never gone so gracefully on our own. And we ask for help again in allowing in the healing, and the golden light, the salve of the goddess, the cleansing waters of the angels and the fairy realm working together to process and clean, to cauterize and draw all the residue, all the left behinds, carrying them out of your body back into the ocean, never to be picked up again. And as we lay on the beach, exhausted, spent, allowing the healing and the love to fill us, our brain begins to exercise to recalibrate. The right hemisphere squishing down, becoming tight and small as the left hemisphere grows and expands to fill the cranial. And both coming back to normal size, and then the left shrinking, and the right expanding, coming back to regular size. Together, shrinking, condensing, squeezing tighter, pushing out all that no longer serves, all that unlike love, past layways, past programming, past, all that no longer serves us, squished out, transmuted to lavender, never to return, and going back to regular size. Creating capillaries and voids, expanding now, growing, expanding now, opening, filling to the more, opening, allowing more of the love, more of the joy, more of the grace and dignity and determination of will, of love, of self-love, of happiness and joy, gratitude and peace. Back to regular size. And as we wait, watching the pulsating brain, sparks begin to happen on each side, each hemisphere. Sparks begin to fling and fly, and new synapses are created, and they shoot from the left to the right and the right to the left. Shooting from each side of the brain to the other, new synapses are created, new pathways, new synergies of love, new pathways of light, new pathways of peace, compassion, success, and healing are aligned. We breathe deeply, releasing out our mouth as we go. And the golden light comes through the crown chakra, filling the brain, the entire cranium, carrying out your ears, your mouth, your eyes, all of the residue of the past, never to be claimed again. Pouring down your neck, filling your shoulders, spilling down your arms, your forearms, your wrists, your hands. Spilling into your chest, into all of your organs, your blood, your skin, your meridians, your chakras, filling all of the space, all of the cavities, every cell with love, of light, of peace, your hips, your abdomen. Your solar plexus down, spilling down your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, out your feet. Calm, love, golden light. The light of more love than you've ever known, you've ever experienced, fills you, and every cell of your being vibrates. New. You accept and you are grateful. You are grateful to know such love. As so many have so much love for you and are so willing to be there every moment, every breath, and to help you in any way that you ask. Yet you must ask, and you must be willing to receive as you are today. May it always be so. And you feel the call. You feel that safe place in nature beckoning you home. And as you give thanks to all those present and helping, you take a deep breath, grounding, centering, claiming, owning, followed by another. Grounding, centering, claiming, owning, followed by one more. And you pop back into your safe place in nature. And then we count ourselves back, coming back. We'll breathe three more times in our safe place, grounding and centering. And coming back as you will. Climbing up from 1 to 5, breathing deeply. Grounding, claiming, owning, centering. Grounding, claiming, owning, centering. And coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. Feeling beneath you the couch or chair. And 5. Breathing deep. Hold on to it, pushing it into every cell. And exhale through your mouth. And again, deep, claiming, owning, pushing into every cell you own, you claim, you ground, you center. And again. Welcome back, free and clear. And so it is. Yay.